You're listening to Waiheke Radio. This is Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues. That was Radio Ribaldi, and you'll be able to hear them this afternoon down at the Sunkissed Picnic at Kennedy Point. And that's all part of, an awareness-raising and fundraising event from the Save Kennedy Point group, who are opposing the marina down there. And it's going to be an all-star lineup, both local and nationally, on the music front. And I've got a couple of the musicians who will be performing down there this afternoon. Pretty renowned musicians, actually. We've got King Kapisi and Tera Moana Rapley. Good morning to both of you.
Morena, morena.
Kia rana, kia rana.
Oh, it's a real honour to have you here. So do you like to be called King or Bill?
Friends from Wellington call me Bill, and family, but Caps is my nickname, and Caps is fine by anyone if they see me today.
Excellent.
Bill, Caps is fine, all good with me.
Yeah, now people will know the music from both of you, because...
We hope so.
Yeah, well, I mean, what...
It's all right if they don't.
Silver Scroll winner?
Yes,
1999?
I am a Silver Scroll. I'm a songwriter of the year. I just wanted to be like Dave Dobbin and Neil Finn myself.
Yep.
You know, I think we've sort of gotten there, those guys are some of my idols, and I really respect them as musicians as well, and really nice people as well.
And Tim Rowana, you go back to the kind of, I suppose, the very early days of hip hop in New Zealand.
Very much so, and I'm still here.
Yeah, brilliant. Up Hop Posse?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I always thought it was a real shame, they have that thing every year, with the Tate Music Awards, but they've been doing the Legacy program over the last few years, and
yes,
and recognising old records which kind of deserve recognition, and I think every single one of them is out of print, including the Up Hop Posse Air 2, which
yes,
is a... I think it'd be great to hear that track kind of get a remix and remastering, just because bring it up to maybe with some of the production stuff that wasn't available back in the day. There's an idea for you.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'll tell word.
Awesome. So, what brings you both to be involved in the Sunkissed Picnic today?
I was asked to perform, and one thing for me is I lived here for 3-4 years back in the day, and it's probably been around 20 years since I've been back, but this is home, and it's just nice to be able to return home as a past Waihekian, if that's even a word. I just make up words anyhow, but it's it pulls on my heartstrings. And that's why I really, really needed to come back and felt like we just, whatever music we make, it's just to spread good vibes. It's positive music. And to be able to come back and tautoko the kaupapa here today is something, I think this is like my second gig I've ever done on Waiheke. So, we've done thousands of gigs around the world, and it's just nice to be able to come back to Waiheke.
Yeah. And is this a place you have a connection to as well, Tin Rawana?
I have some family here, but I've only been here a few times, actually. There was one time we came over we thought a gig was here, and it wasn't.
It was a funny story. Like, I jumped on the, and I was like, okay, the gig was here last year or the year before, and I just jumped on it. We had two overseas guys, and we came over, and then we pulled up to the ferry, up to the terminal. We're like, it's not here. And then I had to call my sister, and she was like, no, bro, it's changed, the venue's changed. But at least we were able to bring over some people to see Waiheke that would never have seen Waiheke.
Exactly.
So, yes.
Yeah. Well, 20 years, I mean, you've seen some change. I mean, that's the kind of amount of time I've been here, and I suppose in a funny way, that's kind of what this event today is all about, isn't it? Is about that change on the island and the pace of change, and whether the change is in line with what the community wants.
Well, first of all, I do some work for Auckland Council, but this is something that you have to listen to the community, you know what I mean? It's like we have to, regardless, you have people making the decisions, and I always ask, do you guys actually confer to the, do you guys actually ask the people what they want? And, they're just a big body of people that is basically the man, the structure, I don't know, it's... I do work for the Auckland City Council, and so, but on there's just some things that I don't agree on, And this is particularly happens to be one of them.
Yeah. So what are you two going to be busting out today?
I'm going to drop a couple of new tracks. We'll be doing some goodies, some oldies, some mediums, some newies, some legendary tracks. We just here to vibe with the people and share our vibes. I think musical is a beautiful healing thing that, you know, that if you can put it on the right vibration, it ends up doing good for people and it makes people feel good.
So tell us a little bit more about this new music, because, I mean, you know, as I say, I mean, Silver Scroll winner, it's way back in 1999, wasn't it?
Yes.
And, you know, and people were really familiar. I mean, you know, just looking through them, I mean, we've got a few tracks here on the playlist and, you know, the songs like Screams from the old Plantation kind of jump out at me and so on. But it's been a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've been releasing every year. I thought that I hadn't released anything last year, but then I checked and I released three songs. So we're very busy. We organise community events for the last 2 years over on the city side, and we've managed to serve over 22,000 people, or you know, 20,000 people in that amount of time. We are also grandparents. We have four sons, and you know, we do multiple things. We have a clothing company. We rock events. We still do gigs here and abroad. So we're busy people.
I mean, the music industry landscape's changed, as you're well aware, and so when Bill stepped off Warner's from a major label, we took matters into our own hands, and so we actually toured the Northern Hemisphere for about 6 years. And I've worked in television for the last 20 years, and I've also his DJ. So when you talk about what he's doing today, I basically do whatever he tells me to do, usually while we're on stage. Yes. So when we released all of this music, and Bill's talking about three tracks that he released last year, we're not doing the mad, crazy, hey, I want to do an interview with you and push my music. We're just releasing music. And for myself, with my own music, I've been in the been doing music for the last 30 years, and I'm finally releasing an album this year. I was talking on another radio station last year just briefly about it, and they were like, oh, you should come in and promote it. I was like, I'm not interested. If you want to play it, you can play it, and you'll be able to download it from iTunes. But apart from that, I'm not really interested in that whole business side of it, because I was in it before and I didn't enjoy it, and so I'm good.
Basically, as you know, and if you don't know, there's things within the music industry you just go, I don't know about that stuff, and you know, after you've done it for a while, you just go,
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, and it just like, just hopefully you can, I mean, it's what you have to do as a musician. You have to get out and promote your stuff. But just, you know, maybe my wife here decides not to, and it's good music, and hopefully people will find it regardless.
And I suppose in so many ways now, for someone, say, you know, an up-and-coming hip-hop artist, there's opportunities there to kind of, you know, record at home, stick it on SoundCloud that you guys wouldn't have had back in the day.
That's right.
It's so accessible now. It's our son is a producer/DJ as well, and, you know, just sticking it up on SoundCloud, pulling it down after, you know, a couple of thousand views, and go, oh, Dad, it's not right. I'm like, just keep it there, mate. But you know, that's the catches and pitfalls of the music industry. We've been doing it for a long time now, and you know, there's good and there's bad.
Yeah, and then what we're able to do with our music is connect with people, and that's actually what it should be about.
Just saying.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to the Sunkissed Picnic. I mean, you know, what are you hoping that will come out of this event today?
Well, for me, I'm hoping that we can get, you know, our point across, and they don't build the marina. you know, that's me, to be honest. I've noticed the amounts of people that, you know, when I saw the double-decker bus, I was like, shivers. Check that out. Wow. You know, and then the next question I asked was, is there a KFC or a McDonald's here yet? And, you know, once those things arrive, then we might as well all move to Great Barrier Island. which a lot of our people are, is, you know, what I've heard. But, you know, the thing I do really love about Waiheke is that Auckland stays over there. And every time you jump on that ferry, you can leave the stress of Auckland city life and return back to island life. Well, you know, this is a Pacific island. And that's the beautiful thing. We're in the South Pacific, so if someone calls you a Pacific Islander, don't get offended. You are a Pacific Islander because you're living on a Pacific Island. But, you know, it just, for me, is to be able to differentiate between town and here, and that's a big thing for me. It's like, we used to live in Piha for a long time as well, and it feels the same. There's still that slight remoteness, but slowly I can see the commercialism slowly creeping into Waiheke, which I go, if I was still living here, that's not what I'd like.
Have an understanding that we are all in this together. That's what we'd like people to leave today. You know, we're in this together. There's not like another earth. There's not another, you know. So let's pay attention to it and respect, you know, mana whenua as well as papatua nuku, actually. Let's get that into perspective.
Well, that sounds great. And I think, you know, it's a real treat to have you both on the island and performing this afternoon. So thanks very much for that. And we'll play a track from each of you now, right? Yeah, so starting off with you, Tere Moana. This is from that great compilation, the Aotearoa Hip Hop Volume 1. I don't think there was ever a Volume 2, which was a real shame. OPC. Uh-huh. Cheers. Thanks very much for coming in.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stop, let everyone jump out, but stop you up even more with my mouth proud. your plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.
Screams from the old plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.
Screams from the old plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.
In division cultivated by the Samoa. Strong is my brethren, Samoa, more Samoa. Island brothers extend the vibe to the X. But the only X Samoa's knows is XXL. Over sequels, oversized. Overstay is overstressed. Last names, back it up, can you pronounce it? Delete the era that began with ages. Visual effects guaranteed by the flick of the brown member now. Brown copper Polynesians been exploited.
Sina oi.
Come into my life, I got coconuts to show you.
From the old plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.
Screams from the old plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.
Screams from the old plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.
It's just my savage instinct coming back from the brink. Revitalizing all that we lost. Culture ever be your lost in the ignorance. From the ma to the pa to the child. Wonder why your child is running around real wild. Pass on the knowledge so the tongue leaves its cradle. Or take them back home to the motherland and teach the ways of our Alice. Lifestyles in the speech.
Yeah.
Lifestyles in the speech. Come on. You got to
pick way select the run. Bad feel on me rugged dancehall echoes.
Ba 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 boom boom. Ba 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 boom boom.
Midnight reflects.
Screams from the old plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.
Screams from the old plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.
Screams from the old plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.
Into the mind of a homo. I'm just a psycho. Ready to blow up the mic from intro to outro. Balling is trying to understand is doubtful. You're trying to take me out. I'm from Savai, villages far from Milo. When it comes to battling, I'm just an animal. Fixed amnesia, second migration. We all pay homage to the old plantation. Yeah. We just pay homage to the old plantation. Yeah. You got to
pick way select the run. Bad feel on me rugged dancehall echoes.
Ba 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 boom boom, ba 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 boom boom.
Midnight reflects.
Screams from the old plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.
Screams from the old plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.
Screams from the old plantation non-stop.
Fight, fight, bear.